Be seated with the eyes closed and the palms facing downwards on the knees. Be still and contemplate upon these words about karma. Treat each thought as a focus for your meditation. Every second of every day and every night, we are creating karma for better or for worse. There is nothing on this or any other planet which falls outside of karma. It governs everything we do and everything we think. There is no punishment under the law of karma, only experience. Karma helps us to grow and evolve. To every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. As a man sows, so must he reap. What goes around comes around. Every I has to be dotted, and every T has to be crossed. Dr. King said, "Karma is pressure." Karma brings realization of our divinity. When we're ready, we will experience this in the advanced state of meditation called samadhi. Dr. King describes this, and only this, as true meditation. Ancient Indian writings tell of the sage Narada, who told a student that he would have to meditate for as many lives as there were leaves on the tree above him, to attain complete freedom. Far from being discouraged by this, the student was filled with joy, which brought him liberation. The Master Aetherius said, "Be full of spiritual happiness, and the fetters of your karma will fall from you." Spiritual happiness is like a tiny seed planted in the heart of you. "It must be watered by your service to others," said Dr. King. To find peace, sometimes you have to leave it. Is this the karma of being karma? To meditate correctly, you must also serve. Service is the order of these days. It is the greatest of all practices. It is karma yoga. It's the right thing to do. Seeping through my sinews, engulfing the innermost recesses of my being, perfect peace, quiescent, satisfied, replete. How could this be? "Because it's right," came the answer. Rightness flowing through my veins. Now all is possible. A force beyond reason, yet logical to its core. Who can argue with that? And who would want to?